Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor. How are you doing this afternoon? Hello, Pastor.
Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. How's the afternoon going?
Well, Pastor, we are doing well, thank you. Cannot complain at all. Well, yes, indeed. Now, we are going to be continuing to talk about, the conversation we've started. It's a complicated topic, in my view, that of forgiveness. Now, Pastor, can you forgive somebody that is no longer alive?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You mean forgiving them posthumously?
Yes, you can release yourself from the hurt they caused you, even when they are gone.
All right.
So now the Bible tells us that the dead know not a thing. They are gone. Let me just read Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. This is what the Bible says about the dead. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. And they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Mm. Also, their love, their hatred, and their envy have now perished. No more will they have a share in anything done under the sun. Mm. So when we forgive the dead, it is not for them, because they know not that we are forgiving them. In fact, the Bible says they have no share any longer of anything that happens on earth, because they're dead. And so forgiving them is simply releasing yourself from the hurt that they caused you, so that you heal from it. That's what forgiving them would entail. Yes, it is possible to do it, and it must be done for yourself, for your own well-being.
Now, how do you then forgive someone who continues, to hurt you? I mean, they hurt you, you forgive them. Then you hurt them, then you forgive them again. I mean, how do you forgive somebody that continues to hurt you, Pastor?
This sounds to me like a very, very sensitive question. We may not want to downplay the answer to this question, because somebody could be going through just that, and we just don't know the extent of the hurt they are going through. So let me try to imagine that the person that is hurting, the person who's hurting you, because they're doing it continuously, they know what they're doing. And if they know what they're doing, then the first thing that, let's make it an elaborate step-by-step process. Because I think forgiveness is a process. It's not necessarily an event. It is a process. And it doesn't necessarily mean condoning or accepting hateful behavior. Because it should be about releasing the anger and resentment for your own well-being, rather than excusing the actions of the person who's hurting you. So, for a person who is doing the hurt continuously, they may probably be aware. And if they're not aware, bring it to their knowledge. But I want to assume that because they're doing it continuously, they could be doing it deliberately. And so they know that they're causing you harm or hurt. And if that is the case, I would advocate that you speak to somebody else. If they know that they're hurting you, speak to someone else. I mean, speak to some people in authority, like a dad, a guardian, the church, or the police. Let somebody know for your own protection, so that this person can stop hurting you. Because if they're doing it continuously, forgiveness does not become the immediate requirement. The first thing first is your safety. So speak to somebody. And when if you can access one, find a therapist, speak to a therapist. And then number three, I would say stop blaming yourself. You may not be the cause for the hurt, so don't blame yourself. And in fact, trust yourself, believe in yourself. So don't blame yourself. Number four, don't be sad about the process. Don't focus on revenge. Focus on positivity, positive areas, aspects of life. That's what should be your focus. Number five, seek to improve yourself. And improving yourself means that you don't focus on revenge. So try to improve yourself. But by all means, see if you can separate from this hateful person so that you are safe. And when you are safe, a distance away from this person, then we can begin the process of forgiveness. First thing first, be safe. Move away from the person. And then when you are safe, then you can now begin. So don't focus on revenge. Try to heal. Because if it is a process that has been going on over and over, they're repeatedly hurting you, then the damage could be a lot more than you can imagine. And so try by all means to heal. Don't focus on revenge. Focus on positivity. Life can heal. Life can be restored. And so focus on restoration. Don't focus on revenge.
Yeah, that's important.
I hope that answered the question.
Yes, yes, you do. Actually, very, very important that we definitely should make all effort to actually focus on restoration rather than revenge. Mm-hmm. Now, why is forgiveness so difficult? Or why do people, generally large amounts of people, find revenge as a difficult thing to do?
Scripture tells us why. And so when Jesus comes to speak about revenge, he changes what Moses had said to the children of Israel. Now, when you read through what Moses says, he repeats this in three books, Deuteronomy, Leviticus, and Exodus. Now, the reason it is difficult for people to forgive it is because forgiveness is not natural to man. It is a foreign concept to human nature.
Yeah.
Because in the Bible, do you mind I read all three?
Yes, fine. Go ahead.
All right. Let's begin with Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 21. The Bible says, "Your eye shall not pity. Life shall be for life. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot." This is God saying to the children of Israel, this is how you deal with somebody who sought to do this to their own brother. If they are found to be guilty, if they have damaged an eye, damage their own. That's what God says to the children of Israel. God was dealing with hard-hearted people back in the Old Testament. Now, listen to what Leviticus says. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 19 through to 20. The Bible says, "If a man causes disfigurement of his neighbor, as he has done, so shall it be done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he has caused disfigurement of a man, so shall it be done to him." Now, Exodus is exactly the same as Leviticus. Let me just read it. Exodus 21, verse 23 to 25. The Bible says, if anyone harms fellows, then you shall give life for life. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. God was dealing with hard-hearted people in the Old Testament. And because he knows this is human nature, he says, until the Spirit of God moves you to forgive, let me keep you away from hurting each other. Because when you know that the penalty for damaging one's eye is the loss of your own, you will not deliberately damage the eye of another.
Mm.
And so this is put in place so that these people, knowing the penalty for their sins, may not do this harm to each other. But when Jesus comes to die for man, he then changes this requirement. Instead of doing this in fear of the law, Jesus says, do it in humble submission of heart.
Mm.
This is what he says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 to 42. You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. Verse 41, and whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too.
Mm.
Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. Jesus Christ now makes it a requirement of humble submission. And so now it is by spirit, not by might.
Mm.
So it is difficult because it is against human nature. But when we are adopted as sons and daughters of God, we take upon ourselves the Holy Spirit, who then, dwelling in our hearts, make it able for us to forgive willingly and freely. And so it is possible, but yes, from human power, it is extremely difficult. But when the Holy Spirit takes possession of the heart, it becomes an easy process because we have the mind of Jesus and we behave like sons of God.
Is it possible to forget? I mean, can I truly forgive and forget? Because I hear yes. other people saying, no, you've got to put it on the forgotten, because also God says he forgets mm-hmm. about our sins. But as humans,
yes.
Can we truly forget?
Now, the idea of forgiveness is to show that we are truly sons and daughters of God. Like mm. we are our father's children, we behave like our father.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But God is able to forgive and forget. And so he forgives and forgets, and he lets go of all our sins. Like the sin we have committed now, he will not account it on us any longer. Now, as human beings, the reason God forgives and forgets is because God is good.
Yep.
But the Bible says that none of us is good. Human beings are not. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 20 says none of us is good.
Mm.
Now, because none of us is good, let's take a scenario of a person who has been hurt repeatedly over and over by a loved one. How do you forget such? So, yes, we can forgive and we can forget. It is commanded of us by God to forgive and forget. But God, who tells us to forgive and forget, also tells us that we ought to be as wise as serpents, yet as harmless as doves. And he tells us also that none of us are good. And so, because human beings remain evil, forgive. Let go of the hurt they have done, but don't ever forget that they are capable of doing the harm to you again. So be safe.
Mm.
Be safe. Don't forget that they are capable. Forget that they hurt you the last time. Let it go. Forgive. Forget.
Mm.
But keep remembering that they are capable of hurting you again. So don't give them chance. Don't give them room. Don't be so naive to allow them to hurt you again. So while you are able to forgive and forget, be mindful. Human beings remain evil beings until they are given fully to Jesus Christ and they are cleansed from all sin. And even when we are cleansed from all sin, we still have a sinful nature remaining. That is why the Holy Spirit has to dwell in the heart so that day by day we walk with God for him to kill that inclination to sin, that human nature, so that we have the second nature, the nature of Jesus Christ in our hearts. People are evil. Don't forget, be safe.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, as we draw to a close of the conversation, I'd like to know, we're talking about the importance of forgiveness and we have to forgive, etc., etc. But can forgiveness be forced?
No, none of us have the right to force it. If we have committed hurt to somebody, we don't have the right to, we have lost the right to demand of them forgiveness. Yes, we can convince them, we can compel them, but we can't force them to forgive us. It is their right to either give us forgiveness or deny us that forgiveness. So we can't force people.
I can't say, but Andrew, you must apologize. Yes. You must apologize, cannot come and say, Zama, you have to forgive me. I mean, I've asked for forgiveness. Please, just forget this thing and just forgive me. You're saying no, you don't have a right to say that.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't have a right. But God, your Creator. Tells me I don't have a right to deny you forgiveness.
Oh, okay.
So your Creator tells me, forgive this brother. He has sinned and he has repented of it. Forgive him. But you don't have a right because you're the one who committed the sin against me. You don't have a right to force me. I will deal with your Creator. But your Creator demands it of me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, your sin takes away your right to demand forgiveness from me. So no, you can't force a human being as a human being, but God demands it of every human being.
Yeah, very, very important. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through once again. And as we said when we started, it's not an easy subject, but I appreciate the way you're actually explaining it. You make it sound so easy, yet it's not so easy. thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
So we'll connect with you again tomorrow. We connect one last time this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Have a fantastic one. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.